58, 59. All right, folks, it's exactly 1 a.m., so call 204-774-6877 and get your pledge in. Remember, it doesn't have to be to Night Danger Radio. It could be to your favorite other show. And, yeah, get on the interwebs even. And www.ckuw.ca. And if you want to put that / thingy mabobber in, which is the key that also has the damn question mark on it, and then type in donate right after that, you can do it kind of covert-like on the internet. Maybe you're doing it from your cellular phone, which is, you know, in my opinion, kind of weird. I mean, back in my day, there was no cellular phone, you know? It just didn't exist. So it's kind of cool. Maybe you're doing it from some tablet. Maybe you have a laptop sitting at home. I mean, there's a million ways you can do it. So I don't want to hear your excuses. I just want to see you pledge to CKW. Remember, $60,000 is the goal. We're just over $40,000, $40,267. No idea what Night Danger Radio is at. I do know that we surpassed the $1,000 mark for the show, and we are looking for $2,000. So there's lots of room for improvement there, and you can help us out you know, by getting online or getting on the phone and helping us out at 1 o'clock in the morning. It's 1:01 now, so, I mean, we were trying to get someone to call in right at 1, and I'm at 1,100 apparently. Wow. So thank you so much to everyone who's pledged. I mean, you guys are the greatest. You guys are the you-know-what with the real drum kit, right? So there you go. And I should mention, I haven't mentioned this yet tonight, but we got payment plans. And I got to tell you, and I've said this a million times throughout my first five Fund Drive shows, I am a payment plan guy. I pledge. And I don't feel the pain as much with the payment plan. I think my payment plan is actually $13.36 or something a month. And that's right. That's right. That's right. Don't gorge yourself, you know. I'm brutal for gorging. You know, probably my favorite food, and it comes back to haunt me, is like a really good pork roast. You know, if I get pork roast with mashed potatoes and gravy, it's gorging. No matter how hard, you know, I try to lay off, it's just, you know. And after, I just sit there in front of the TV wishing I hadn't gorged myself. But let's pick a... it's really cold, so let's pick this. $95.90 gets to the CKW toque. I can tell you that from living in Winnipeg for almost my entire life, everyone could use a spare toque. Like, you might be like, oh man, I have a toque. Listen, if you have five toques at home, you should get a sixth toque. $95.90 equals $7.99 a month over 12 months. And on top of that, you get that Friends of CKW card as well. On top of that, you're going to get entered in to win. Well, if you pledge to this show, $75 and up, I'm going to enter you in for Moses May's tickets for the sold out show. Yeah, that'll be amazing. But you're also going to get entered in to win tickets to, not tickets, but you win 17 passes to shows at the West End Cultural Center. So, I mean, those are pretty sweet prizes. And that's only for a $75 pledge. But like I said, $95.90, toque. Get entered into all the stuff. Friends card. Yeah.
Go and if you have a toque, go and give it a good sniff right now, and you'll see that it needs a wash.
Yeah.
And that's why I have several CKW toques in rotation.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. You know, I actually have several of... I'm wearing one right now, but the hoodie. The hoodie is super warm. It's made in Canada. I don't even know what level it is. Oh, it's 180. If you do 180, which is $15 even per month on a 12-month plan, you get the CKW hoodie, which is absolutely wicked. It's black. The CKW logo, which is the button logo, the round one, is embroidered, and it's made in Canada, and we all are shopping Canadian now, aren't we? Hell yeah, we are. Yeah. All right. Oh, I like this.
Yeah.
Lots of disco on the background music tonight. Just coming up disco.
background. It's designed for all those industrial accident movies.
Yeah.
Films.
Yeah.
Somebody's... Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's do some trivia. Did I announce this? Oh, yeah, I announced the songs already. So now we're free to do whatever we want. In fact, that's one of the beauties of CKW, is we're actually free to do what we want. As you could probably tell from listening to the show, we just kind of do, you know, play whatever we want, do whatever we want. It's wonderful. It's freedom. No one's programming these shows for us. We're programming them ourselves, and then we're executing them. And we hope you can appreciate it and pledge us for sure. But listen, 204-774-6877. Tanis is waiting to hear from you. I mean, she's been up since yesterday at 4 in the morning, and she hasn't had any sleep whatsoever. I'm lying. She had a nap. But anyways, 204-774-6877. Phone her up. She's waiting patiently in the other room while me and Mr. Mumbles are about to do some trivia. And, yeah, we'll take your pledge. And also www.ckuw.ca/donate. And remember, e-transfers are at fundrive@ckuw.ca.
Yeah. How does this kind of one work? It says 1-800-GOT-JUNK, and then this side and that side it says Pokeroo. I don't think that's... Oh. I'm doing something wrong here. There's a skunk, and then it says Assiniboine River, and it doesn't match, I don't think.
Oh. I don't know.
It's supposed to match. It says McCain French Fries and Brent Butt. Is there a cut? I don't think...
Oh, you know, maybe that. Maybe I grabbed the wrong game, because that could be like a...
I think there's something missing.
Yeah. There. Oh, we might not be able to do Canadian... We could probably do Canadian trivia over the internet.
There's random things. They're like skunk.
Yeah.
Split pea soup.
Remember that show Talk About, where they would give you like a topic like skunk,
yeah,
and then you'd have to say like all the words to it. You'd have to be like stink, you know, black, white, and then you try and get all the words or something. That was a good game. Talk About.
Yeah.
Let's talk about CKUW, the greatest free, independent, alternative community.
Quebec Nordiques.
The Quebec Nordiques.
Oh, it's a 50 mission cap. Quote unquote.
That's the hip, man.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yes, it is.
Yeah, we got to do some hip later on. I plan on doing a show called, a song by the hip called Radio Show, which was a deep cut. It didn't actually make fully completely, but it did make their deluxe edition. And I love that song.
Vegreville.
Oh, Vegreville, Alberta. Broken's, that's the big Easter egg, man. Hey?
Broken Social. I don't know what it has to do with Broken Social Scene or Biff Naked or Peter Zosky or Keith Sutherland, but Vegreville's here.
See, oh.
There's something missing with this game.
Yeah, that's not there. I grabbed the wrong damn trivia thing. Yeah, we have quite a few Canadian games at home.
That's,
oh, well.
Probably the only one in Kraft Dinner. That Canadian?
Kraft Dinner. Oh, Kraft Dinner is Canadian.
It is?
It is. Absolutely. So make sure when you go to the grocery store, because we're all supporting Canadian, get like 80 packs of Kraft, or 80 boxes of Kraft Dinner, because it's delicious and it's good for you. I don't know if it's good for you.
I'm going to have soup. It's too cold. I'm going to have soup.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to have Kraft Dinner next week.
Yeah, I'm gonna have Kraft Dinner, man. I'm going to have Kraft Dinner when I get home from this show, for Pete's sakes. All right, well, hit me with... actually, hit me with hockey, will you? I mean, folks, Team Canada's playing Team USA.
Okay.
That's this Thursday night for the Four Nations Cup Final. And last game, the Americans and the Canadians played. There were three fights in 9 seconds. So there you go. All right, here we go. Dave's going to ask me a random... Oh, I think that one gives the levels, doesn't it? Like hard or easy or whatever?
Yeah, it has levels. Yeah.
Oh, good.
Talking over here. Talking over there. Talking over here,
yeah,
too.
Hey. All right, I think I'm going to take like a medium one, a medium hockey question, maybe.
There's no... There is none.
Oh.
There's four levels. There's no medium.
Oh.
There's like a easy medium or hard medium.
Ooh. I'll go easy medium to start the night off.
Junior.
Okay.
Who? Is the questions here? Yeah. Well, as the answers are in front of your face.
Oh. I mean, you're lucky my eyes suck.
Yeah. Okay. Junior. I'm going to hold it down here. Junior. Who is the only NHLer to retire after winning the regular season crowning the regular season scoring title?
Whew. Retire after winning the scoring title. Holy cow. I'm going to say Gordie Howe.
No.
Oh, Mary Lemieux from the from the Peter. She got it. Tanis is winning.
Well, maybe.
Wow.
Maybe,
amazing. That's a great.
Keep in mind, there's computers in front of us.
Oh yeah, Tanis just Googled that.
This is how radio contests usually work. Like, the people are like, just phone us and whatever. Just as long as you phone us.
Yeah, phone us up and we'll hit you with a trivia question. We'll see how you do. And unfortunately, you can't take Canada because I brought the wrong thing. But can take Seinfeld.
Take some randomness, sure.
Any
National thing. Post.
National Post. Toronto. That's out of Toronto, isn't it?
Is it?
I think so.
It's a newspaper out of somewhere.
Yeah.
Ontario, good enough.
Ontario, yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, Tanis won.
Conrad Black, what was he thinking? National Post. How was it? No, man. That was like 20 years ago. I was like, newspapers were a thing? I was like...
I used to like the newspaper back in the day, but I don't know.
It lights a fire so nicely.
That's true. At the lake, we use newspaper to light up the old wood stove. It's beautiful.
And you want to burn it after you eat it. So you're like, I hate this. It's about making...
Yeah. All right. Well, let me maybe redeem myself. Tanis is one, and or do you want me to ask you one?
Is there anything here? These are all difficult.
You're our music director,
the Canada one. No, I was reading over the 1980s ones, and they're like ridiculously isolated.
They're hard?
Yeah, they're like before my time.
80s, man. Well,
they're just really interesting. Like,
there might be some hair metal questions in there. So.
Oh, no. This was very Samantha Taylor video hits. So.
Samantha Taylor. Yeah. Touch me, I want to feel your body. Remember that song? No.
Yeah,
Dave's like, what the hell?
I don't know who did that one. Who did that one?
Holy cow, this is not easy.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's why it's like those gifts.
Forget
those,
that one.
Those gifts that nobody gets.
Yeah, like, we're not doing that one. You might.
They're good
know.
For the washroom. You just sort of pick up. Like, I didn't know that. Yeah, great.
You might get this one.
Okay,
Tanis might get this one too. Who had a hit with "Just Can't Get Enough" in 1981? Was it A, Depeche Mode? Was it B, OMD? Was it C, Whitney Houston? Or was it D, the mighty Tina Turner?
Can't get enough. I'm going to say not Tina Turner. 81, I was in practicing diapers. I mean, what were the other two?
A was Depeche Mode. B was OMD. And
maybe.
C was Whitney Houston.
Can't get enough Houston. Isn't Whitney Houston later than that?
I remember the song. Just can't get enough.
Oh, okay. Yes, I think it's... Can you play that here? What is it? I think it's Depeche Mode.
Yeah, you got it. You got it. Dave's on the board. The only one not on the board is the host of Night Danger Radio, who's being shut out so far. But listen, 204-774-6877. We are having a good time here. But listen, I want to pitch you all out there on why this year's in particular going to be pretty important that we hit 60,000. Like I said, I'm on the Board of Governors. And what we're finding out this year is that the students... or student enrollment at the University of Winnipeg could be down 15% or over. Now, this directly affects CKW. Remember, 80% or around 80% or a quarter or sorry, three quarters of our operating budget are given to us by the students at the U of W. And they give us about $10 out of their tuition, which isn't much in the whole grand scheme of things, right? Because they're paying like $10,000 or something for tuition. But we depend on those students to fund our station during the year. And then, of course, you folks are about 20% that are pledging us and everything. But, you know, with a 15% drop in student enrollment, that ain't good news for CKW in all seriousness. So if you could help us out, give us a shout, 204-774-6877 and www.ckuw.ca. $75 is going to get you the Friends of CKW card, getting you discounts all over town in cool places like Half Pints Brewing, Pollux Hardware, Cinematech. I could go on forever, but I won't. That's just three of them. There's four new businesses on board this year for the Friends card. And then if you look online at www.ckw.ca, check out the artwork on the t-shirt this year. It's Cato Cormier who did that, who, again, we support local here, and that's a local artist. So $75 pledge gets you the shirt, the Friends card, and then you get entered into a bunch of draws, including if you do pledge Night Danger Radio, Moses Mays tickets are up for grabs from the sold-out Saturday show at the Park Theater. And then we'll also enter you in for the, I guess I'll call it the golden ticket at the West End, where you get a season pass at the West End, which equals 17 shows for free. Damn.
Yeah, you're set.
You're set.
I'm set.
You're good. You're good. So pledge now. www.ckuw.ca/donate or 204-774-6877. We'll get to some tunes because it's 1:16 in the morning. Listen, this next set I'm going to play is... we should be proud here in Winnipeg and in Manitoba. The Juno Awards just announced their people. And there was three notable names from Winnipeg, including this guy. Well, this band, I guess you could say. We're going to start with the Secret Beach as they are nominated. And I just saw the Secret Beach open up for Phosphorescent as part of Winterruption, and they were spectacular. Both bands were. So we'll try and get to Phosphorescent later. But let's start with the Secret Beach. And give us a call if you're a proud Manitoban, a proud Winnipegger. 204-774-6877. Let's go. Those cold nights down on Osborne Street.
piss me off. When I took my final walk, no more Eric, no more Blue, and no more Curtis Falk. Those folks could sing the night away. You could barely feel your toes and your fingers as they froze. The wind still blowing at your nose. It's what our parents chose. I guess we'll stay another day. Winnipeg. And if I had to be someone, I'd be the one for you. But I couldn't keep chasing my mind. Couldn't keep falling behind. It was happening time and time again. 22.
You had one once, but she must have lost it. I said that's how it goes with love and lighters and friends and bands. And to tell the truth, I just came across it. It wasn't really mine to lend, but now it's yours. You asked if we were friends. I said, babe, of course. I wouldn't tell no one else. Would I tell you? Wouldn't be running around singing Baby Blue. I remember getting way too high on the streets of Amsterdam, looking for the answers, and maybe we were finding them. That's just the way I am. That's just the way I am. But maybe I'll change. Everything else does, so why not me? You finished your smoke, you kissed my cheek, told me you were leaving for the week. And there's a man in another city, and he makes you smile. And when you smile, you're pretty. I mean, you're pretty all the time. But I know you know that. Well, I held your hand as we were walking home. I was looking for a song. You wrote me a verse. I was looking for the right words. You found them first. Looking for the answers, man. And maybe we were finding them. It's just the way I am. That's just the way I am, at least tonight. You sent me a text when you got home, alright. And I turned on the stereo beside my bed. Let the music get way inside my head. And I fell asleep to the sound of your favorite song. So woke up in the morning and I put your record on. Put your record on. You said you had one once, but I guess you lost it.
We know you savor surprise on the radio and the spontaneity of our human formatted approach to broadcasting. pick up the phone and give us a call. Right now. The pledge line is 204-774-6877 or online at fundrive.ckuw.ca. You are listening to CKUW's Fund Drive. And because of the donations from you this week, we can remain an independent and commercial-free media outlet. Hey, why not make a pledge of $125 on a payment plan? For as little as $10 a month, you can support live, commercial-free radio right here in Winnipeg. Donors can opt for a tax receipt or receive a limited edition Fund Drive incentive gift as our thanks. Don't delay. Call now. Operators are standing by to take your pledge. 204-774-6877.
Hard to find in the thrift shops, you know, these shelf systems.
Oh.
Okay, sir, I'm going to play Big
Dave. So I always tell people, like, go to the thrift shop. Hey, listener, go to the thrift shop and you find a shelf system for $9.
My red fly wagon got a busted wheel. My red fly wagon got a busted wheel, stuck in the mud in Manitoba. Well, it don't beat a thing, no, it ain't no big deal. Stuck in the mud in Manitoba. I got one eye on the future, I got one eye on the past. I may be hitting bottom, but I sure had a blast. I got a pocket full of nothing, I'm trying to make it last. Stuck in the mud in Manitoba. The Manitoba mud is so plain to see. The Manitoba mud is the place to be. If you think I should move, you can go climb a tree. Stuck in the mud in Manitoba. Big movie stars off the silver screen, they've been stuck in the mud in Manitoba. Yeah, musicians and athletes, some of the best you ever seen, stuck in the mud in Manitoba. When people cross the country, no matter where they go, they come back to the middle, to our Manitoba home. Back to friendships and memories, some of the best they've ever known. Stuck in the mud in Manitoba. The Manitoba mud is so plain to see. The Manitoba mud is the place to be. If you think I should move, go climb a tree. Stuck in the mud in Manitoba. Art gallery in the Forks, they're all stuck in the mud in Manitoba. The Rainbow Stage, the Winnipeg Ballet, and our great symphony, of course, stuck in the mud in Manitoba. We've got all kinds of folks in diverse communities. The customs of their cultures leave a lasting memory. A better class of people you're never gonna see. They're all stuck in the mud in Manitoba. The Manitoba mud is the plain to see. The Manitoba mud is the place to be. If you think I should move, you can go climb a tree. Stuck in the mud in Manitoba. We'll be right back. Pegwis Trail, stuck in the mud in Manitoba. From the high and lonesome club right to the Headingley Jail, stuck in the mud in Manitoba. Yeah, from Thompson in the north down to Morris in the south, it's friendly Manitoba, that's what it's all about. It makes me feel so proud, it makes me want to shout. Stuck in the mud in Manitoba. Stuck in the mud in Manitoba. Stuck in the mud in Manitoba.
All right, let's turn this down. All right, CKW, 95.9 FM. I better turn me down here. It's the Fun Drive extravaganza, that is. And look, it's 1:31 in the morning, which means we're 1 minute past the halfway point of Fun Drive 2, the reckoning, as I'm calling it. And I think we're still stuck at 40,267. So, folks, we need to move that dial up. We're going for 40,500 tonight, so we could make life a little bit easier for the rest of the shows. Tomorrow's a hard-hitting day. Voyage is going to come up. Amateur Hour, Space Cadet, my goodness. Twang Trust, Sane Radio. Incredible shows coming up. But listen, if you're up now and you want to pledge one of those shows, go ahead. It's 204-774-6877 or www.ckuw.ca/donate. And we just heard, we heard three Juno-nominated bands from our fair province and our fair city. Yeah. Yeah, these guys are all from Winnipeg. Big Dave McLean with Manitoba Mud from Pocket Full of Nothing. 2019, Black Hen Records put that out. Big Dave's up for another Juno. My God, incredible. I don't even know how old Big Dave is, but he's got the motor, and he's at the Times Change High and Lonesome Club every single Sunday, so get down there. A legend. Played with Muddy Waters for the love of CKW. Wow. Boy Golden. He's becoming a legend, Boy Golden, in my opinion. We heard The Way from his Juno-nominated album For Eden 2024. Six Shooter put it out. And off the top, The Secret Beach. Micah, Micah, Micah. And I actually played the same song Tanis did because we kind of share the same brain. Oh, I got to turn your... Give me a test here.
Yes, hello.
All right. That's good. Things are actually kind of working for a change until something goes wrong again, which is my theme song by the Buzzcocks for this whole show. But yeah, we heard 22. You people in Winnipeg will get this one. We Were Born Here, What's Your Excuse? That came out in 2024, and that's Victory Pool is the record label. So there you go. We're going to get back to the trivia, but let's go around the thing first, though. Tanis, why should they pledge a CKW?
They should pledge CKUW because, I don't know, it helps a lot of people get their start. If you want some sort of broadcasting career, you can hone up your skills. But even like when I was younger, I used to go over to my friend's place and we'd play a radio show. And we would make a radio show, we'd banter, we'd have our favorite songs in there. And, I was from the country, though, so it was 2 hours away from here. But the kids today, we have a radio camp here. So your pledges help to fund that camp and help give some kids a leg up on, you know, the start of, their radio and broadcasting journey. Because, we know we need journalists, definitely. And, CKUW is good for that. We have proper news and really great local shows, music, and yeah, just community radio.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. You know, the specialty programming here is awesome. What's Pass the Mic is another one where I should do this next year. Even though we're in the middle of the night, it's a hard sell. Pass the Mic is where we could bring somebody, a buddy of ours or something, into the studio and get them on the radio. It's kind of like a takeover. And so maybe I'll try and get one of my buddies to take over the Night Danger radio show and perhaps do a better job than I do, you know. So that's one of them. And then what is there? DIY DJs, another cool specialty show that we offer. And there's been, you know, I have to say there's been a little bit of grumblings. I don't want to start any rumors, but there's been some grumblings about a show that's now defunct. That everyone's talking about lately, and it was called GarageLand. And we're thinking maybe we should get that going again. That was a show that was really popular back in the day where we would send some folks out with their phones and they'd go garage sale hunting. And they'd phone back into the studio and they'd say like stuff like, "Hey man, we're down here in Wolseley, and we found I found this awesome huge bison head or something, like the most weird stuff."
Found a rat once.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, I think I saw the picture of that actually on
that
Flickr
was the
or whatever.
Second rat. There was like a rat from before.
Really? Oh, yeah. Here. That might be better.
Like a live one.
Like a live giant rat.
No, no, no. It was a big rubber one that blew up. It blew up after a while. Some tend to self-destruct. So I had to get the second one.
No kidding. Mm. How the heck do you find two giant rats?
Well, I didn't find the first one.
Oh.
I found the second one.
No way. That's crazy that you found a second one. Anyways. But, yeah, so that there's talk of that. But your pledges, of course, unfortunately, in today's day and age, everything costs money. Everything. So we need your pledges. We need to get to $60,000. So 204-774-6877 and www.ckuw.ca/donate. Oh, yeah. And hey, if you want to do e-transfer, it's fundrive@ckuw.ca. So you can even e-transfer us if you don't want to bust the credit card out, you know. All right, David, you're up. So why should people donate to this this crazy awesome radio station?
Well, sort of like most things. I mean, if you like what you know, I always like enjoy things and then it disappears. And like, well, that sucks. I really like that. But then you realize that the way it works is that you like it, you sort of pony up and keep it going. And then it's, yeah, that's how it goes. Because the best things in life, you sort of got to pay for.
Yeah.
Because there's a small percentage that will donate. Ideally, it would be the more people donate. But usually, you donate bigger amount so that the other people who sort of milk it to death. Yeah. Milk it dry like a NASA stripper at Sears or something, you know. You know, otherwise it'd be a thriving business. We all put our $2 together, you know.
For sure. That's a good point, actually. You know, a lot of people might be sitting at home right now and they're thinking, you know what, like $35, that's, I don't want to give $35, you know, that's not enough. It is enough. Because if all of you gave $35 or even $20, which we got some $20 pledges tonight.
Man, you know, we'd be like, see you in 2035. Yeah. Next one, drive.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, it all adds up. So don't think that just because you can't pledge, you know, $75 that we won't appreciate your like $35, $20, $10 pledge. It happens all the time. I mean, I think I have a couple of $10 pledges on mine, a couple 20s. And like I said, it all adds up. So make sure, you know, if that's all you can do or that's all you think you can do, don't hesitate. Just pledge because all that money adds up. I can't remember. I might have to look up my notes here, which are kind of far away. But we have a kind of a budget. It says how much each day costs to run this radio station. And that's why all the little pledges add up. And, of course, some people give like $500. And so it all kind of evens out in the end. So don't be afraid to give us a $20 pledge or a $35 pledge. Get the friend's card and you're on your way. So it's all good. So 204-774-6877. www.ckuw.ca. Find that donate now button. All right. Is it okay? Who's a trivia turn? Is it? Is it?
It's mine because I have to go to work tomorrow.
Tannis is working tomorrow, and it's all holy cow! It's 19.
And I don't know if I'm parked in a snow route.
Oh God! Is it a snow route night?
I don't know.
Oh God!
I think winter's just a snow route.
All right.
After two.
David, I need you to ask Tannis. She's asked for 90s music trivia. Here we go.
In which year did the UK boy band Take That initially split? 1995, 96, or 97?
Probably 1994.
Still an option.
Correct.
Well, I've never heard of them.
Going off the board.
96. Well, I don't even know what Take That even is. Like,
I don't know who they are. Awesome. So ask me something else.
All right.
It's published in the UK.
What was the band's name, David? I haven't even heard of that.
Take That.
Take That?
How about 98 hell? Degrees? I don't know when they broke up. But, you know,
Take That?
They must have.
Who the hell's Take That? Maybe they're European or something.
Some shopping mall band or something.
Yeah, yeah. You know. One hit wonder.
Yeah. Oh, here's another one here. From what era? Okay, I'm getting a bad mix. What area of London boy? London? Oh crap! Do it again. From what area of London does boy band East 17 name refer to?
What?
It's weird. Wow, these are brutal.
Boy band East 17.
We do something North American.
Yeah.
look at this. Waltham style. Wandsworth to Walford.
Whoa.
I have no idea.
It's published in the UK. Makes the case. Here. This is North American.
North American.
How many weeks did Don't Speak by No Doubt spend at the number one spot on the Billboard Hot 100 Airplay chart? Setting a new record. 8, 16, or 32?
I remember getting that album for Christmas, and I went up to my room, and I played it, and I sang along to that song. All Christmas.
No,
I'd say 32.
Oh.
That's a record setting. No? 16.
16, yeah.
Okay. Oh, wow. I was a little choked at Gwen Stefani, though, because, you know, she did the No Doubt thing, and it was pretty rocking, and then she kind of abandoned her band. Like, I don't know what the story was there, and she went solo, and then remember she had all those Geisha
back,
girls
though.
And all that, and I was like, what the hell's happening here?
Bonus round. Which English band had a one-hit wonder with Unbelievable?
Oh, EMF.
Good.
Correct.
That was a good song, man.
Very good.
Unbelievable. That was rock and roll right there. Yeah. That was good rocking.
What are the nicknames of the five Spice Girls?
Oh, damn.
The nicknames, Ginger, Baby, Sporty, I know there's two more.
I know one.
Wait. what are the other two?
Stop screaming at the phone and pick up the phone.
Pick up the phone.
Yeah.
Call and help me out. There's two more Spice Girls. What are their names? Victoria. Posh.
Yeah.
That's it.
Victoria. It's a nickname.
She's married to David Beckham, for Pete's sakes.
Yeah.
The Beckham.
And what's
Beckhamster. Bexter.
Who did I miss?
Dexter?
No, the Bexter.
Oh, Bexter. Yeah, you said Dexter, the serial killer.
The serial killer.
Yeah.
Who did I miss?
Okay, so who have we got? Baby, Posh, Ginger,
Ginger,
Sporty, I don't know the last one either.
According to this, do you want to know?
Yeah, well, maybe.
Are you done?
Yeah. I don't think I'll get it.
Yeah, what is it?
Mexican church in Mexican. What's going on in the background?
We got singing in the background music.
That's anyways, yeah.
Oh, I can't hear it. Okay. For once, I don't know.
Okay, anyways, scary.
Scary? Oh! That's right.
That's crazy that I don't remember that. Dang.
Scary. Mexican church.
God, yeah. they just took over. That was like a tsunami.
This song is so weird.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right after Rasputin.
Yeah, it was in... Okay.
I thought I heard that guy yell out, "I'm going to marry you," or something.
Marry?
Jeez.
In a Mexican church?
Yeah, in a Mexican church.
Okay.
All right. Should I try one?
Oh, dear.
Or do you want to
go? What is the most commercially successful single by Offspring?
Oh, what's that Keep 'Em Separated song? It's not called Keep 'Em Separated, though, is it? You gotta keep 'em separated.
Hey, come on, let's play.
Yeah. Oh, it's called Come Out and Play, right? Is that it? No. Oh, it's not. Uh-oh.
Self-esteem.
No.
No?
Uh-oh.
It's Pretty Fly for a White Guy.
Oh,
that was the worst of those three songs, though, I say.
But the most commercially successful.
Yeah.
Go figure.
Huh. Yeah.
It's like commercial radio.
Yeah.
Go figure.
Yeah, yeah. Dang.
Won't hear that tonight.
Yeah. Or maybe you will. Sometimes we play the hits on this show.
Call
you
back.
Know? Yeah.
Usually in an ironic way, or just kind of a guilty pleasure.
Yeah.
The elevator music version of Pretty Fly for a White Guy.
Yeah.
That might be on there.
Yeah.
I'm going to look Mexican that up. Mexican church any day.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think we got to say goodnight to Tanis. I think that's it for her.
Good night.
Yeah. She's working. Is it 8 a.m. tomorrow or what?
Great hangout.
8:30 a.m. Yeah,
nice to see you.
Yeah. So,
I was up since 7, so
oh my God.
I'm doing the opposite. I'm going to crash right after this.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Sleep that's real good.
That's crazy. So,
please.
Yeah. Well, and we've gone to complete silence here on the phones and perhaps on the on the internet. So we should change that, folks. By the way, the record for the latest pledge on Night Danger Radio is about 220. I think it was actually 222 in the morning. So if someone wants to break that, we got a bit to go. But
yep, it's 8 a.m. in the UK, so...
Yeah. Maybe...
Hey, get your coffee and get on that...
Yeah, maybe our friend Craig Bejang or Old Seed might be listening from Germany. Craig, call us. Give us a pledge. I've never gotten a pledge from Europe or our buddy Tim Holhouse out in London, England, who we play on this show all the time. Tim, if you're out there, man,
yep.
Pledge us. You know, that'd be amazing to get a pledge from over the pond, you know. If you're down in
the
United
land of
States,
pay toilets.
Come on. Yeah. I remember Manitoba Moon. Which is Mr. Mumble's show. I was listening a couple of years ago, and all of a sudden he started getting all these pledges from Texas, and I was like, "Wow, what is happening? Crazy!" So, but anyways, 204-774-6877, www.ckuw.ca/donate. Good night, Tanis. Everyone, say good night to Tanis out on the in Radioland. And
it's a cool bag.
Yeah. And. Listen, we'll get to some tunes. We have a show I should announce, and most of you may know about this already. But this coming Friday night at the West End Cultural Center, we're going to have Death Cassette, Age of Self, and Jug, three wickedly awesome bands. And get this, the tickets are $15. Okay. So that's 90s pricing. We just did a bunch of 90s trivia, and that's 90s pricing right there. Yep.
Cheap as borscht.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And so come on out. We'll be, CKW will be at the show. Come and say hi. And I know I'll be at the table, and I'll be giving out stickers and magnets and stylus guitar picks and all kinds of fun stuff. So, but yeah, make sure let's get some pledges in. Let's still try and hit the 40,500 mark. We're at 40,267, so we got a little bit way a little to go. But hey, you know, like $375 pledges out there. If you're awake, that'll really help us out. So 204-774-6877, www.ckw.ca/donate. Listen, I'm going to start with a band that's not playing the fundraiser, but I'm going to see them on the 22nd. I'm pretty stoked. They're a band from Winnipeg. They're called Comeback Kid. And let's start with them, and then we'll get into the three bands playing our fundraiser. Hey, listen to this. We got a little... Price is Right background music going here. Plinko. I love Plinko.
Mom.
Plinko. All right, here we go. Comeback Kid. CKW 95.9 FM, Night Danger Radio. Hey, we're live, and we can still take your phone calls, and we can still, and you can obviously get on the internet and give us your pledge. We'd love it. We'd love it. Let's get to 40,500. Come on.
A great showcase here with the CKW Juke.
That's right. The Showcase Showdown, $75. You're going to get the Friends of CKW card and the shirt. Come on, come on. $95.9, you get the Frisbee, too. Hey! Which we've never had before.
from police who do not have gotten some control of this whole thing. Let me put the revelation. And if nothing man is going to do to stop this, because in the revelation, it says that the earth will melt with a person. That's going to be the last how God will judge the earth. And but then, but from that you do have the new earth where it dwells righteous. So this place is on the way out, and there's a new one on the way on. And there won't be any government because